This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The world has hit yet another COVID-19 milestone, reaching then surpassing 900,000 deaths from the virus. The number of infections is more than 27.7 globally. Meanwhile, America's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says AstraZeneca's COVID-19 experimental vaccine suspension points to the effectiveness of the safeguards that have been incorporated into the trials. AstraZeneca announced the trials were paused after a volunteer developed neurological symptoms. A final testing of two other vaccines is continuing, one created by the NIH and manufactured by Moderna, Inc., the other made by Pfizer and Germany's BioNTech. Those two vaccines were differently than the AstraZeneca vaccine, which was developed by Oxford University. And the studies already have recruited about two-thirds of the needed volunteers. New York City restaurants struggling to stay in business after months of closures imposed in the face of the coronavirus pandemic won a long-awaited approval Wednesday to resume limited indoor dining. But Los Angeles County health officials prohibited Halloween parties and said children should not be allowed to trick-or-treat during the popular fall holiday on October 31st. Contrasting moves on opposite coasts of the United States came as new coronavirus infections have fallen for 7 weeks in a row, but the nationwide death toll since the pandemic broke out in March exceeded 190,000, according to a Reuters tally. Australia's federal health minister, Greg Hunt, said COVID-19 hotspot state Victoria should consider lifting a night curfew if the decision was not made on health advice. This as a total pandemic death in the state surpassed 700 Thursday. Victoria authorities are trying to fend off criticism after its chief health officer told local radio he hadn't recommended the